I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Educators in urban areas are worried that if the state continues with its plan to eventually tie student test scores to evaluations, that nobody will want to teach in these cities. The story is pretty much the same for most Connecticut cities. Student test scores in grades 3 through 8 are among the lowest in the state. Over three-quarters of Bridgeport students scored poorly on the statewide test last year. Juanita Harris, a counselor at Danbury High School, says it's already difficult to attract teachers to urban schools, and tying test scores to evaluations would make it even harder.
So when you have low scores and they're tied to my evaluation versus should I take a position in a suburban school where my test scores are tied into my evaluation, to me, it's a no-brainer.
In 2012, a group called the Performance Evaluation Advisory Council, or PEAC, decided to let test scores account for a quarter of a teacher's entire evaluation. Education Commissioner Diana Wenzel is a PEAC member. She says communities that have low test scores have more room for growth, which is one of the main qualities the test is supposed to show.
Because our emphasis is on growth, and because all growth matters, I think there's a lot less to be nervous about than some teachers think.
But attracting quality teachers and keeping them has been a problem in urban districts for decades. Harris and the state's largest teachers union are supporting legislation that would decouple test scores from evaluations permanently. While Commissioner Wenzel has publicly opposed this legislation, she agreed to postpone the state's plan to tie test scores to evaluations for another year, citing the need to study the matter further. David DeRoche, WNPR News.